my thought for today is, you know, we live in a busy, hectic world, and there are many, many things that are vying for our attention, our time, and our resources. We so often see buy this now, sign up for this now, get the latest gadget now, pay later. And there's pressure on all sides for so many people. Pressure to look a certain way, to dress a certain way, to have the latest must-have, while so many people are just going further and further into debt. Pressure to succeed, pressure in relationships and families, pressure to make money. But really, if we break it all down, I believe there's two main things that people are really looking for in life, and that's happiness and fulfillment. And Jesus said these words in the book of Matthew 11, verse 28. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, the rest and the peace that Jesus offers is above and beyond anything that we can try and find in physical things. But the prerequisite for that rest is to go to him, is to spend time in his presence and allow his peace and his rest to fill us to overflowing. You know, there's nothing wrong with having material things. Jesus also says this in Matthew 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And by all these things, he means what we're going to eat and what we're going to wear, which is what he says earlier in the chapter. He paid the price through his death on the cross, not just for the promise of eternal life in heaven, but also so that we can enjoy an abundant, blessed life, full of peace and joy. Now, that doesn't mean that as Christians we're exempt from difficulties in life, but even when we encounter trials or face storms, we can go through it knowing that we're not alone, because his peace is with us, and that if we draw near to him, he'll give us that rest and peace just as he promised. It's a rest and a peace that's supernatural, and it's over and above the problems that we may be facing. And we see a great example of this when Jesus was in a boat with his disciples and they encountered a great storm whilst carrying out his instructions. Now, these were experienced fishermen who must have experienced some storms in their life, but this was particularly bad. The waves were crashing over the boat, covering it and threatening to kill them. But what do we find Jesus doing? He was actually asleep. How can you be asleep when there is a storm raging all around you? Well, it's only possible when you have peace on the inside, the rest that Jesus gives that will sustain us, that will enable us, and that will empower us to go through the storms of life. You know, he cares about us intimately. He wants us to cast our cares, our burdens, our problems upon him. And in exchange for our heavy, difficult yokes, he gives us his easy yoke. For our heavy burden and the pressures on us, he gives us his lightness. And it's a supernatural rest and peace that supersedes the natural. And it's not dependent on circumstances. It's dependent if we put him first. He promises that he's going to add these things to us rather than us being in a relentless pursuit trying to find these things for ourselves, because he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.